Hello guys, this is a bonus episode, so I'm going to tell you about some facts about the area of a Minecraft zombie. Now, a killer bunny, you might have noticed, you have seen it or heard it many times. Now, how rare is a killer bunny in Minecraft? The spawn rate of killer bunny is about one chunk is 2500, but it's very rare. Now, the rarest bunny in Minecraft is also the killer bunny. The killer bunny is a type of rabbit that is hostile to all players it encounters. It has been previously called the killer bunny of Cannerbanong. And now, the killer rabbit may refer to rabbit of Cabberbanong, a fictional beast from the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Jimmy Carter Rabbit Incident, a 1979 incident involving a swamp rabbit trying to board President Jimmy Carter's fishing boat. The creatures from the 1972 film Night of the Leapers. And now, creepers usually drop gunpowder, and sometimes zombies, skeletons, and creepers can drop their heads, which is as rare as something. Now, zombies usually don't eat cake. They usually eat their own flesh, because if they're too hungry, they can eat their own flesh. Zombies can burn in daylight. That's why they usually spawn at night. Even if they spawn and walk into the day, they can burn. But if you put a helmet on zombies, the zombie will survive. If you put helmets on mobs like zombie and skeleton, they will survive in sunlight. And now, the difference between Mike Magma and Slime, which I've already told you, but I'm telling it again, that Mike Magma can jump higher and is bigger than Slime. Slime cannot jump as high as Mike or the Magma, because the ground in the overworld or earth is very less, or there is ground, I mean, but gravity, that's very high. Whereas in the Nether, the gravity for the magma is high. So that was a bonus clip, and bye.